This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, on the video. If they had a been like Ben.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
It most certainly is. A very warm welcome, a big hello to everybody who's here live right at the beginning of the show. Fabulous to know that you're out there and tuned in. Huge thanks as ever to Stuart Pink for another fabulous drive time show. He'll be back again tomorrow 3 till 6 right here on 98.0 Phoenix FM. But it's me, Ben Simmons, right now with you up until 8 o'clock tonight with another hard-hitting, dark-delving episode of the show that goes like this. Is not true. It's not going to be dark delving. It may not be all that hard hitting. It may be soft hitting and only dealing with light coloured things this evening. Who knows what the heck is going to happen? Excitingly, there will be a Bic LOL around about 7 o'clock this evening. There will be a competitor on the end of the telephone who I know may be driving during. He won't be driving during the quiz. He's promised to pull over, but he will be there for Bic LOL, I am assured, around about 7 o'clock. And the World Cup of soft drinks will be getting underway this evening, rather excitingly. I will share with you some wacky holidays that occur today as well. And before I do that, I'm going to play the opening track, and you're going to have to guess what the wacky holiday is, why I'm playing this opening track. Just for a bit of interactivity and excitement right at the beginning of the show. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you well. Keep this station locked in and it'll treat you even better. Don't go anywhere. PhoenixFM.com, 98.0 if you're in the area. Let's get going with a fabulous track from Razor Light.
Drag it is the shape I'm in. Well, I go out somewhere, then I come home again. A lot of cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. All my life watching America. All my life is panic in America. In America. Oh, 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 oh. Yesterday was easy, happiness came and went. I got the movie script, but I don't know what it meant. A lot of cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that I can believe in. All my life, watching America. All my life, there's panic in America. Oh, 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 there's trouble in America. Yesterday was easy as I got the news. Oh, when you get it straight, you stand up, you just can't lose. Give you my confidence, all my faith in life. Don't stand me up, don't let me down, no. I need you tonight to hold me, say you'll be here.
Phoenix FM.
Razor Light and America to get us started on the show that goes like this tonight. Why have I started playing songs with America in the title? Can you guess when I play the next track? I'm going to get it on quite quickly and maybe you might just have a clue as to what day it is today. If you get the exact wording right, I'll be amazed. It means you've looked at the same website as me for exhaustive research. So Razor Light and America, now it's time as an answer for a little bit of The Clash.
The crunch of thing, the ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, meltdown expected, the wheat is going in, engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone, forget it brother, you can go it alone. London calling, to the zombies of death, quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is just coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stuck on it, the wheat is going thin, a nuclear error, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. And
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was The Clash and London Calling, played just after Razor Light and America. Have you guessed? If you get the exact wording, I'll be extremely impressed. Did you know the 27th of July all over the world is Cross Atlantic Communication Day? So it only makes sense for people that communicate with other across the Atlantic. Other countries in the world may know it's Cross-Atlantic Communication Day. They may be near the Pacific. They may not care. You know, there may be an island in the middle of the Indian Ocean and go, here we are, but it's Cross-Atlantic Communication Day. We can't communicate. But the UK and America could. Ireland and America could even. But I am focusing musically for this episode of the show that goes like this on communication across the Atlantic between the United States and the United Kingdom. Hence, the song by Razor Light entitled America and the song by The Clash entitled London Calling. Do you literally see what I've done there? I was quite impressed with myself. Anyway, many of the tracks, certainly in the early part of the show, are going to be linked to America and to the UK in some way or another. Many of them, quite obviously, quite an in-your-face kind of way. So if you don't want it in your face, get your face out the way of the radio. But keep your ears in earshot of it. Also, I'm going to break away from this for one track only, because I've just found some extra wacky holidays that are celebrated today. Did you know, for instance, these aren't the ones I'm going to break away for, it is National Chicken Finger Day. Chickens don't have fingers, but apparently it's Chicken Finger Day anyway. National Creme Brulee Day. If you're having that for dessert right now, did you even know it was the right day to do it? It's also Norfolk Day. That's exciting, isn't it? I've been to Norfolk. It's a very, very lovely county. And if you want to celebrate Norfolk, do it on the 27th of July. It's also, for all slightly ridiculous people out there, take your houseplants for a walk day. I tried that once. The lead, it kept pulling on the lead and, you know, just going and weeing up at the side of a dog. Take your houseplants for a walk day. That's ridiculous. Don't do that. If I see anybody doing that, I may come up to you and slap you. Don't take your houseplants for a walk, even on the right day to do it. Just water them, look after them, talk to them if you must. Taking them for a walk, borderline insanity. That's all I'm going to say. gardeners out there, people who care for plants, people who like plants indoors, good luck to you. I enjoy a plant with the best of them, but I'm not taking it for a walk. Speaking of walking and wacky holidays, 27th of July, Walk on Stilts Day. No idea why that one gets a fanfare and the others didn't, but Walk on Stilts Day is today. Whether you normally have stilts or don't, get some today and walk on them. If it's your first time, there's a high chance of falling over. We don't advocate that. Don't try that at home. If you're an experienced stilt walker, do it today and enjoy the fact it's the right day to do it. Now, what am I going to do with a different track? I've just said it's going to be songs about the USA and the UK for quite a while, and then I've instantly said, but the next one isn't going to be. Why is that? Because when I was doing my exhaustive research, shock horror, I missed a couple of wacky holidays that occur today. I think we're spoilt for choice with Chicken Finger Day and Norfolk Day and Take Your Houseplants for a Walk Day. National Creme Brulee Day could be rather lovely, but it's National Scotch Day for all you whiskey drinkers out there. And also, coincidentally, on the same day, Bagpipe Appreciation Day. Yes, it all happens on the 27th of July. If you play the bagpipes, having just drunk some scotch and then eat chicken fingers, have a creme brulee for dessert, go to Norfolk and take your houseplant with you. You're the wackiest of wacky holiday lovers out there. Oh, yes. But bearing in mind it's National Scotch Day and Bagpipe Appreciation Day, we need a song that couldn't really be any more Scottish. Ah, yes. There we go. I'll leave it to the lads.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to me. I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I go, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I've always thought the Proclaimers with that track had the best intentions, but not really realistic intentions. I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man that walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I don't believe it's possible to walk 500 miles. When you hear about the first bloke that ran 26 miles in ancient Greece to bring news to about marathon, you know, and all that gubbins, which is why we run the marathon. He died, didn't he? Having just exhausted himself running 26 miles. Admittedly, you could do a walk, and people have done charity walks, haven't they? Crazy people have done. There are people like ultimate marathon contenders that do a marathon a day for however many days. And Eddie Izzard did something charitably, didn't he, a few years back. But let's be honest, walking 500 miles, realising you'd achieve that and then going, I'm going to walk another 500 miles, then I'll have walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. Also, presumably that's showing your dedication to the relationship. How in love have you got to be to walk 1,000 miles? I think, you know, from Land's End to John O'Groats is only about 600-700 miles. So, you know, you're just unnecessarily going around in circles for some of the journey. A little bit impractical there from the Proclaimers. Nice intentions. In reality, wouldn't work. Not in my book. I've poured cold water on the Proclaimers. I never thought I'd do that in tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. Anyway, back to Cross Atlantic Communication Day. Does it deserve a fanfare? Yes, clearly it does, because it's happened. So if you want to communicate with people across the pond, as we say in the USA, I know we can do it easily with apps and emails and technology and whatever, but let's celebrate musically communicating across the Atlantic. Let's play tracks that celebrate the USA and tracks that celebrate the UK. Yes, our American cousins would love it. We here in the UK will love it. It's sure to be marvellous musically on the show that goes like this for the next little while at least. Time for a bit of The Boss. Where was he born? He's going to tell us all very soon. He wasn't born in the UK. We'll be right back. Bruce Springsteen.
Phoenix FM.
Born in the USA. Classic track. Perfectly carrying on the theme of cross-Atlantic communication. While that track was on, I've had a wonderful photo sent in by a listener, Kate Peary, friend to the show, a genuine legend. And bearing in mind, it is also, what was the official name of it? Let me get it right. Walk on Stilts Day, not just Stilts Day. It's Walk on Stilts Day today on the 27th of July. She sent me a photo of herself quite literally walking on some stilts. Well, it's not a video, so I can't see her walking. She seems to be well balanced on them, though. Apparently, they were plasterer's stilts. I didn't even know that was a thing. Can't plasterers use ladders? Maybe it's easier for them to have stilts and be taller. So a lot of decorators use stilts instead of ladders. I didn't know that was an option. You know, circus performers would find it much easier to make a living when the circus is not on if they could just go in someone's house and do some plastering. Get qualified in that, use your stilts for two things. I like it. So yeah, never heard of plasterer stilts until about 3 minutes ago, but I've heard of them now. Fantastic. Thanks so much, Kate. Good to hear from you again. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for getting in touch with the show that goes like this. See, that's what happens. You get in touch, you get a shout out on the airwaves. Everything is wonderful. Okay, so we have Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA. We need a UK reply. The USA, that's just very general about the country. Let's focus on a particular area of the UK and a particular weather phenomenon, which we haven't seen too much of this year. We saw it for a few days. Everyone went crazy. It's got a bit cooler again now. OK, time to enjoy a little bit of a Waterloo sunset.
They are in paradise.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Can't believe we're half an hour into the show that goes like this tonight on the 27th of July already. It's flying by for me. Hopefully it is for you too. We're all enjoying ourselves. We're all having fun. That means it's less than half an hour away from tonight's Bic Lol. Haven't played this jingle for a while.
Not true. That's impossible.
Yes, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends is back at 7 o'clock tonight, as long as the competitor stops his car okay in some services beforehand, as he's promised me is going to be the case. I've got faith. You can do it. Just pull over. Don't, please, don't do it whilst driving. Oh, no. Yes. Anyway, that's coming up shortly. We've still got all these tracks that celebrate cross-Atlantic communication, hence USA and UK featuring rather heavily in the music so far. I may move on and branch out a little bit further into the show. And don't forget, news of a brand new World Cup coming up. The Chocolate Bar World Cup was such a huge hit, caused such a stir here on the show that goes like this. We're moving on to the Soft Drink World Cup. Information about Group A will be doled out maybe in about 15 or 20 minutes time. It's very exciting. Group A is already underway. Some votes are already coming in. Will your favourite soft drink win this World Cup? It could be up to you and your votes and whether you can share the poll and get your friends to vote the same way. It could all happen. More information coming later. Now, we've had the Bruce Springsteen Born in the USA, the Kinks and Waterloo Sunset. Now, ironically, we've got a British artist singing about America. Oh, I'm all of a kerfuffle now. Here's Kim Wilde. She's fine with children being in the UK. Take them to America, though. Whole different ball game. Baseball?
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Always like to give out trivia on the show that goes like this. Tonight is no exception. We're talking about cross-Atlantic communication. We're talking about America, basically, aren't we? In the early part of the show that goes like this, most certainly. So what about some interesting facts about America? Did you know the American flag was designed by a 17-year-old, Robert Heff, in 1958? At the time, there were only 48 states. But he had a hunch there would be some more, and he made the current Stars and Stripes flag as part of a school project. Apparently, for the project, his teacher gave him a B-, went on to be upgraded to an A after he submitted his design to the White House, leading to a call from the president to the school telling them it had been selected as the official US flag. Can you imagine that? Doing a school artwork project and it ends up as your national flag. I made a t-shirt of an Amiga computer game character called Zool, who was a ninja ant, which is quite prevalent in the early 1990s. If that had been taken up as the official flag of the UK, I would have been very honoured. How we would then have made it a ninja ant was the symbol of the UK, I'm not quite sure. That is genuinely true. I did do well. I got an A for that art project. Made a t-shirt with Zool on it. Rather exciting. Anyone remember Zool? Any children of the 90s like me? Zool was cool, and it rhymed with cool, which made it even cooler. Brilliant. So yes, the American flag was designed by a 17-year-old. What else can I tell you about America? Lake Superior, one of the great lakes, but how large really is it? Well, you can't really quantify, but it holds 3 quadrillion gallons of water. But that's just a word, isn't it? How big is that? Enough liquid to completely cover North and South America under a foot of water. Yes, that's quite a lot of water, I think it's fair to say. Also, Americans love pizza. They eat enough pizza every day to cover 100 acres. 3 billion pizzas a year. Now, that is why Domino's are doing as well as they are. Other pizza franchises are available to get your pizzas from. But yes, quite a shock. 3 billion pizzas a year? Wow, that's a lot. That's all that needs to be said, really, isn't it? That is a lot of pizzas. Now, we had a UK artist singing about kids in America. What about a Welsh woman singing about a place in London? Is that equating to it? Not quite sure. Here's Duffy, anyway, with Warwick Avenue. I'm guessing she'd been there. It's on the Bakerloo line, isn't it? I remember that, the brown one.
When I get to Warwick Avenue, meet me by the entrance of the tube. We can talk things over a little time. Promise me you won't stay by the line. When I get to Warwick Avenue, please drop the past and be true. Don't think we're okay just because I'm here. You heard me back. But I won't shed a tear. To speak once more, I showed you the answer.
you don't love me. I want to be free. Baby, you've hurt me.
Duffy Warwick Avenue.
Phoenix FM.
Well, it's all happening here on the show that goes like this, isn't it? USA versus UK. Song-wise, I'm enjoying the battle. Who's winning? Not quite sure. It's certainly gone to extra time because there's going to be more tracks. More facts about America as well. Stay right here on 88.0 FM and phoenixfm.com if you want loads and loads of great tracks, great trivia, interactivity encouraged. I give you shout-outs if you message the show. You'll find out polls, things you can get involved in and vote on. The World Cup of Soft Drinks is coming up later. Bic Lol is coming up, the quiz that's taken the nation by a mild downpour, if not a storm, over the last few months. Loads to come. Don't go anywhere. Now, facts about America. Apparently, Americans are incredibly generous. The USA is the most generous country in the world based on a tally of charitable donations, volunteer hours, and a track record of reaching out to help others. Would you have said that? Was that still the same under Trump? Don't know. I'm not saying yes or no, just wondering. Here's a brilliant fact. Being a Supreme Court justice is undoubtedly a stressful job in the USA. One way they let off a little steam, see if you can guess, is with a friendly game of basketball. Genuinely true. A storage room on the top floor of the Supreme Court was converted into a basketball court. Justices and their clerks shoot hoops there. Can you imagine? We're going to adjourn the court now for a couple of hours for you to gather your evidence together. And we will return after lunch. I'm just going to practice a few three-pointers. Yeah, there we go. That surprised me. But that's what I love about this show. You will learn something by tuning in to the show that goes like this. Again, more cross-country artist slash song goings on here. Here comes Estelle with American Boy. Estelle featuring Kanye West. They fused the two in the one song. Brilliant. American Boy.
Champion sound, yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick it with you. You'll be my American boy. It's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains, and New York's wide awake. First, let's see the West End. I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy. Let's go on subway. Take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I'd like to see what's good. Dressed in all your fancy clothes. Sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving those show toes. Walking that walk, talk that slick talk. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday.
Killing them in the UK. Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't fuck with me. Estelle once said to me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapping, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Yeah. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. What? And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. What? And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat ass. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover? Would you be mine? Would you be my lover? Would you be mine? Could you be my lover? Would you be my American boy? American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to Chicago, San Francisco, baby.
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
It absolutely is, you know, and I'm Ben Simmons. This is Phoenix FM. You're here. You're listening. Well done. Thank you very much. You've passed the first test. Good to have you along as we get near to 7 o'clock and we get near to another Bic lol and I get news that a competitor is still driving, looking for a services. They're close to a services. I think they know which one they're going into and they should be arriving imminently. Everything is fine. There'll be no problems. Nobody panic. Oh, you weren't. That's fine. Thanks so much. Now, before we move on to any more London slash UK slash America tracks, I did say I would share with you details of the opening group of the Soft Drink World Cup. In fact, it's so exciting, it must deserve a fanfare. Good, it did deserve a fanfare. That's brilliant. So, Soft Drink World Cup Group A is underway and the voting will be going for 7 days. It will conclude just before I come on the air next week. So you've still got a long time to vote, but the votes are coming in already. Who is in Group A? Well, slightly different to the Chocolate Bar World Cup, the rules. The rules for that one were stringent and we had just the top out of four from each group qualifying for the knockout stages, and then we went straight to quarterfinals. as often happens with tournaments, they expand, they get bigger. The World Cup has to have a round of 16 because we get 16 qualifiers. The Euros has expanded to that now as well, 16 qualifiers from the groups. So that's what we're going to do with the Soft Drink World Cup. 8 groups of 4, the top 2 from each group will progress to the knockout stages. There will be a live draw once we get our final 16 here on the show that goes like this. It might take a few weeks, though, to get through the groups. So Group A is underway, and it contains these soft drinks. One harks back a bit. You don't see it very often. Others, very prevalent. So, the competitors in Group A are Lilt, Coca-Cola, Iron Brew, and Red Bull. Now, I know what you're going to say. There are lots of derivatives of Coca-Cola. Yes, but it's just your general, your classic. Not your diet, not your caffeine-free, not your Coke Zero, not your Coke Zero with vanilla or lime or whatever, all the wackiness you get. Just your classic Coca-Cola. Some still say the original and the best. So Lilt, Coca-Cola, Iron Brew and Red Bull are in Group A of the Soft Drink World Cup. And in the early voting, Lilt and Coca-Cola tied at the top. Remember, the top two go through. Lilt and Coca-Cola have 37.5% of the vote each. Iron Brew has 25%. Nobody wants to stay awake. Nobody, as of yet, has voted for Red Bull. I'm shocked by that, but it could all change. We've still got almost a week of voting to happen. If you would like to cast your vote, that poll is only available on Twitter. You must get yourself to @BenSimRadio on Twitter. Search for me. There's the same cartoony glasses man avatar as there is on my Facebook page. @BenSimRadio, and you will find that poll. Please get on there. Cast your vote. Even retweet it, you know, give us a chance of getting even more votes. Let's spread this across the nation. Let's hope so. Lilt, Coca-Cola, Iron Brew and Red Bull, only two of them can progress. Who is going to be left by the wayside? It's up to you, lovely voters. Thank you so much. So the Soft Drink World Cup is underway. Group A is going. I am excited. One more time. Lilt, Coca-Cola, Iron Brew and Red Bull. At the minute, it's Lilt and Coca-Cola going through, but Iron Brew, not that far back. Red Bull, still with some work to do. I like it. It's all happening. I'm enjoying it. Right. So then, I think we should move on to another track. The last one was Estelle and American Boy. Did feature Kanye West. I did enjoy his rapping in that. Some good rhymes in there. I am someone that enjoys the rhymes, as long as the effort's made to get the right number of syllables into each line. Whether they tried to do that this much, I'm not too sure. But here, celebrating London and particularly the West End, it's the Pet Shop Boys. Back to the 80s again. It's another one with quite a distinctive intro, isn't it? You know what's coming. There it is, that classic riff we all know and mildly enjoy. Over to the Pet Shop Boys with West End Girls.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable. Kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around. Running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world. The East End Boys and West End Girls. In a West End town, a dead end world. The East End Boys and West End Girls.
West End Girls. Too many shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters. Too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much hope you got? Have you got it? Do you get it? If so, how often would you choose a hard or soft option?
Stand up.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So that was the Pet Shop Boys, and now, as promised, it's time for this.
Not true. That's impossible.
Okay, and they're waiting on the end of the phone. Tonight's BitLol competitor is the as-ever wonderful Bryn Lucas.
Wow, what an intro.
Thanks so much. How are you, mate?
I'm even better for that. I'm very, very well, thank you very much indeed. I'm sitting in my car, you know, doing this call. Life couldn't be any better. Yourself?
Well, I'm on the other end of this call. I'm feeling quite good about it myself. Yes, I'm excited. I haven't seen you for ages. I'm trying to remember the last time we actually physically saw each other. Obviously, with COVID, it's been difficult.
Yeah, I think you came to my 14th, 28th birthday, I think it was.
That was it, yes. Yes,
your 13th, 28th birthday. One of them. You came to one of my 28th birthdays, didn't you?
That was the last one. Yes. Yeah. Happy 28th again. Brilliant. Nice one.
Dang, I turned 28 again just a couple of days ago. I've lost count now. I think that might have been my 15th.
Right, well.
It's going to get to the stage where I go past my 28th birthday, and it's going to get ridiculous then, isn't it? That's the only point it'll become ridiculous.
Can I ask, now I've got you on the end of the phone, now it's died down a bit, and I know you're a sports fan like me, were you absolutely gutted about England in the Euros, or not too bothered by it, really?
Oh, no, I'm going to be controversial, Ben.
Go on.
I didn't care that we lost.
Wow.
And the reason I didn't care that we lost was after we took the lead, after 2 minutes, I was really like, wow, we could win this. Oh, my God, this is brilliant. And then after about 15 minutes, I thought, can we stop booting the ball back to them every time we get it, please? And then after about 30 minutes, I thought, I'm getting sick and tired of this. Can we just try and get in their half at least once?
Yeah.
And then I just thought, you know what? We don't deserve this. So I was kind of pragmatic, but I'm older than you, Ben, but we've been on the planet long enough to not get as disappointed, I don't think, because we've lived through greater disappointment.
Absolutely, yeah, you're right. And there's still, you can always say we got to a major final, which was a great achievement, and you were kind of watching them play now, and you expect them to do better than historically we used to expect them to do. But you're absolutely right. It's weird, because if we'd have won that on penalties, no one would have cared and everyone would have gone, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened, when really we had one shot at the start of the game and no more shots on target, and it was our worst game of the tournament after that. And you're right, we absolutely didn't deserve to win.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I also think, you know, that some of the behaviour of some people going into that stadium on the day and stuff, it just made me feel a little bit ashamed. And I was in Marseille. I saw England play Russia in Marseille in 2016. And that was a big game, because there was a lot of violence in that game. It wasn't at the time brought on by England fans. But, you know, when you see violence or when you see people kind of behaving the way they do, you think, oh, just give it to the Italians. They've behaved a bit better today.
I don't know if it's just reported in our country differently, but it always seems like English fans will cause trouble or on the aftermath of a game leave things in a hell of a state, and you don't hear about it in other countries, and maybe it does happen and we're just harsher on ourselves, but it does, we have a reputation for being worse, and you think, you don't do ourselves any favours when it happens again and again.
It definitely does happen in other countries, because there are other countries that have got reputations for very poor fan behaviour, you know, and things they shout at a certain demographic of player. It happens in other countries, and I think I'd like to think that we're slightly better than that over here, but I don't think we are. I think ultimately football brings out the best and the worst in some people. That's just the way it is.
Well, that was quite an intense, serious discussion.
Wasn't
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
All you wanted me to say was, no, Ben, I didn't care. Next.
No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the the topical nature of that discussion. That should be featured on news outlets. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Got very serious.
Right, well, let's get less serious and do this ridiculous quiz. Have you got any idea what you've let yourself in for with this ridiculous quiz, really?
Not massively, but what I really hope is I've done a few pub quizzes in my time, and I always think I'm going to do really well. And there was one pub quiz I used to do years ago where if you came second last, you got £10. So right near the end of the quiz, I knew that I was last or second to the end, second last. And so I used to play for the second to last prize.
Nice.
And that was the only way I was going to win. So I'm hoping that there's a booby prize here for being really, really bad at quizzes, because I should do it if that's the case.
Not to dampen your aspirations at all, but even if you win this, you don't get anything like £10. I should just warn you with that now. There is no tangible prize.
I thought there was £10 was the top prize.
Well, we'll have to discuss that off air afterwards.
All right.
Get the bailiff involved.
Once I have a secured top prize, let's go for that.
Just to confirm, and to confirm for the listeners as ever, there's three questions. All the answers are numerical answers. The questions are slightly tailored to things that I know about you a little bit. And in the first question, the answer will be somewhere between 0 and 10,000. The second question, the answer will be somewhere between 0 and 1,000. And the third question, smaller margin of error, somewhere between 0 and 20. And still, this quiz has been going for, 4 months now? No one has got the final question exactly right. And it could be you today. It might not. Who knows?
Me.
Right, let's get this quiz going. I'm going to share a sound file with you now so that we can have some slightly tense music for this quiz, if you're ready. All right? So let's do it.
I'm just taking my seatbelt off because I want to get comfy.
We should point out to the listeners, you're not driving along without your seatbelt on. That would be awful.
No, I am. I'm on the motorway. No, I'm not. I'm in the services.
For this quiz. I'm very appreciative. Right, here we go then. Bryn Lucas, it's time for BitLol. Right, okay, mate. So, question one.
Oh, that is intense.
Thanks. Yeah.
Right.
Question one, the answer somewhere between 0 and 10,000. In Formula One, what is the total number of constructor points Mercedes have ever won? Total number of constructor points Mercedes have ever won.
Oh, man. Well, they're like, they get it. That's my thinking noise, by the way.
Thanks for that.
I'm going to say. Oh, what am I going to say? 10, 40, It's more than 10. I'm going to say 8,224.
Okay, 8,224. Right, question two. I know you're heavily involved in the world of motorsport and present on TV in the world of motorsport. What is the current land speed record in miles per hour for a car? Obviously, it's some kind of ridiculous supercar, but what is the current miles per hour land speed record for a car?
Now, it's the road-going car, is it?
I don't know if I've researched the question. All I know is I just Googled the current land speed record for a car. Yeah, I guess it is on road, or it's on tarmac or ground or some kind of ground.
It'll be on a salt flat. So it'll be over in the States on a salt flat now.
Very, very
okay.
It can't be any higher than at 1,000 miles an hour, but that sounds
ridiculous. Well, I know the Bloodhound lot, they were trying to do it, and they were trying to get over. I think they were trying to get over 1,500, but that was, I'm going to say it's between 1 and 1,000. I'm going to say 870 miles per hour.
Oh, okay. It's got 870. Right. Third and final question. I won't say how, but in our younger days, we both worked with the TV legend Barney the Dinosaur. How many seasons? That was good voice. How many seasons of Barney the Dinosaur were there? American TV seasons. How long did it run for, basically? How many seasons of Barney the Dinosaur? Between 1 and 20.
Has he retired? I didn't know he'd retired. Blimey.
Well, I think he's still about, but they don't have any TV shows regularly networked anymore.
Right. Probably drawing on his pension then. between 1 and 20. How many? Oh, I thought it'd be more than that. Okay. 11.
Oh, he's gone for 11. Right, well, I can tell you, Bryn Lucas, for you, Biklol is over.
Hooray! Thank God.
The worst part is over. The worst part's over. I just have to do some maths to work out.
Do you have any music for that as well?
Music for me working out the maths would be good. Dum, 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 dum. That's good, yeah.
How are we getting on?
Right, okay. I can tell you, well, what I should have done was look up the league table before we got onto this, which I don't know.
I think I'm well out with a Mercedes one because I'm thinking it's something like 300 and something points a year. So I think it might only be about 4,000 or something.
Oh, right. Well, hang on. Let me tell you how well you've done then. You said for the first question, Mercedes total Formula One points, you said 8,224. The correct answer is not too bad. 6,444.
So,
not too bad. Second question, the land speed record. Like you said, I don't know, maybe I should have researched it slightly more thoroughly, but apparently it was set in 1997 by the Thrust car. You said 870 miles an hour, it's 763. So, pretty
close. That was
close.
My second guess.
And then the third and final question, how many seasons of Barney the Dinosaur were there? You said 11. There were 14 seasons.
Whoa!
Of Barney the Dinosaur. I know. But that gives you a very respectable score of minus 1,890, which I can tell you puts you in eighth place on the leaderboard out of 16 people. So it's solid sort of mid-table performance.
Which is where I always aim to be. Proper mediocrity. I don't want to be too high or too low. Aim for the middle.
Yeah. Well, you've achieved perfection there in your own standards. So well done.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Do I get a trophy or a medal or something?
Well, I should point out there's no £10. There's no certificate. Oh. The only tangible thing you get by being here and taking part is you get to introduce the next track after I say bye to you. And I know you have got radio presenting experience as well. So, you know, being a presenter, no worries for you.
But I'll do my radio voice, mate.
Nice. Nice. Bit of Harry Enfield and Paul Whitehouse there. Not half.
It was something. It was one of them. It was one of them.
Yeah, nice, nice. Well, just to let you know, we're not finishing instantly, but the track will be The Eagles and Hotel California. So when I thank you, you can introduce that.
When you thank me, that's what I'll introduce, you just told me.
Yes, please. That would then segue nicely for the rest of the show. Otherwise, you'll introduce a different track and I'll play something else and it'd all be violently wrong.
Oh, I'd scupper your plans, wouldn't I?
So how do you feel about Biklol? Are you happy now you've done it? Do you feel you could have done better, or are you just contented, or would you do
it? No, I'm really happy. Good. Really happy because I've achieved my dream position of mid-table.
You're certainly not
whenever
being
I
elegant.
Do any thought. No, whenever I do any fantasy football or fantasy Formula One leagues or anything, I always end up right at the bottom of the table or just the one above. So, to actually be mid-table, I guess this goes on for a while, so I could be sort of shifted down a bit, couldn't I, over time?
Well, but that is a respectable score. I mean, the leader is on minus 344 and you've got minus 1,890. There's below you, there's minus 2,300, 2,600, 3,500, 4,500, you know, so you've got a high score, I think. It could stay in the top 10 for quite a while, you know.
Yeah. It's how I play golf, Ben. I started learning to play golf last year. I bought some golf bats and I thought I'm going to learn how to play this game.
Wow.
I had some lessons. And, you know, during lockdown, when lockdown disappeared, I'd go back down to the course, down to the range and have a lesson and I would be terrible. But when I play golf at the moment, my scores come down a fair bit, which, when you think about it, less value for money. So it's a stupid sport. The better you get it, the less value for money you get.
You know, I've never thought that about golf. The worse you are at it, the longer you spend on the course, the more value for money you get. Yeah.
The more shots you take, the more swipes of the club, everything like that. So
it's a good point. Nice work.
Somebody's got to make it.
Well, listen, mate, unfortunately, I have got to get on with the rest of the show. But thank you so much for taking part in the impossible question. It's been brilliant to talk to you. It's just been nice to hear your voice.
Well, thanks, mate. It's nice that somebody likes to hear my voice because, you know, most people run for the hills when I come here. So thank you very much indeed for having me in. And thanks very much for letting me stop off and sit in a car park for a while.
I'm always happy to give people the opportunity to do that. So, yeah, cheers. I'll hand over to you for an intro. Bryn Lucas, thanks so much for taking part in BitClol. Over to Bryn to introduce the next song.
Yeah, thanks very much then, Ben. So this song is one of my favourite songs. I remember listening to it when I was in the womb, and hopefully you'll enjoy it too. It is Hotel California by The Eagles.
Thank you. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was The Eagles and Hotel California. It's a long track, isn't it? Wonderfully introduced by the fabulous Bryn Lucas, who achieved mid-table respectability in 8th place in the Bic Lol table. So well done to you, sir. Thank you so much for pulling over. I do appreciate it. And stopping in that services car park to take part in the quiz that has gripped the nation. Fabulous stuff. What a legend. Right. Yes, well, we are still dealing with the fact that it's Cross-Channel Communication Day, Cross-Atlantic Communication Day, to give it its proper title. We have now ignored Bagpipe Appreciation Day and National Scotch Day, just the one track that celebrated those, and no tracks to celebrate National Creme Brulee Day, Norfolk Day, Take Your Houseplants for a Walk Day, or Walk on Stilts Day, but it's all of those days as well, so don't forget them. More votes have come in for the Soft Drink World Cup Group A. Still got almost a week to go, but Lilton Coca-Cola still out in front, sharing 40% of the vote each. Iron Brew has 20%. Red Bull still has 0 votes so far. Not a popular choice. Maybe people don't think of it as particularly healthy. Not that Coca-Cola is massively healthier, or Lilt, I'm sure, but there you go. Right, more facts coming up about America in the final 37 minutes and 17 seconds of the show, and more tracks that celebrate the USA and the UK. Here's one, although it doesn't directly say about the UK, it makes me think of being in part of the UK, and when it came out it was all kind of Blur versus Oasis in the 90s. It makes you think about patriotism and the Union Jack and all that gubbins. And I, like many people, would love to have my very own Country House. Yes. Classic track. I'll leave it up to Blur.
City dweller, successful fella, thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in a century's anxiety. Yes, it plays on him. Watching afternoon repeats and the 38s in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up banana spells in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going jack and jolly. Touch with his own mortality. And looking at those are helping hand that makes you feel better as your life. Oh, it's a century's remedy. But the fact that heart start trying to simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a bug in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. Says she comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country. Pills and piles of banana pills
chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes no more parts in the country. So she comes in the heart from an animal farm in the country.
Phoenix FM.
Blur and Country House. What a great track. You can't fail to enjoy that. If I catch you failing to enjoy it, I guess there's nothing I can do about it, I suppose. So let's all move on. Right. More facts about America on this cross-Atlantic communication day, the 27th of July. Now, here's one that's a little bit wacky. Most people assume English is the official language of the United States, but the truth is the federal government has never declared an official language. You may think if it's not English, maybe it's Spanish, but no, no official language of the USA has ever been declared. So it doesn't have an official language. There's a shocker for you. Clearly, most people who live there speak English, and a large number of people there speak Spanish, but not officially, oh no. Also, many people, including many Americans, assume Jamestown, Virginia is the oldest city in the United States. But whilst that is the oldest English settlement, the oldest city in the United States is actually St. Augustine in Florida. It was originally claimed for Spain by famed explorer Ponce de Leon in 1513. The United States took control in 1821. That's why St. Augustine in Florida is the oldest city. I was surprised. I have heard of Jamestown, Virginia. I hadn't really heard of St. Augustine in Florida, but there you go. And the oldest book, the first book ever printed in America, was called the Bay Psalm Book and was published in 1640. Apparently 8 years ago, one of the 11 copies known to still be in existence was sold at an auction for over $14 million. The Bay Psalm Book, one of the oldest, most expensive books, the first book ever printed in America. Sold for over $14 million, apparently 11 copies in existence. Craziness. Let's have another track that celebrates the USA. To that end, Alicia Keys.
Thank you.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Final fact about America to share with you, then we're going to move on to a different topic to take us through to the end of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. Don't go anywhere though, still got 27 minutes to go, loads of stuff to squeeze in, loads more great tracks, some interesting info for you as well. Keep it here, 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com. If you've just joined us, you missed anything, then go to my blog page from tomorrow morning and you'll be able to listen back to the entire show. Search the Phoenix FM website, go to the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, and you can visit all previous editions of this very show on my blog page on the website. Check it out, phoenixfm.com. Now, here's a fact for you, America fans. Everybody knows about George Washington being an acclaimed statesman and first president of the USA. And although he chose the site of the White House, George Washington never lived in the White House. In 1791, construction began, and John and Abigail Adams were the first president and first lady to move into the White House, even though it was still under construction at the time. Since then, every subsequent president has resided in the White House. George Washington himself never got to live there. There's a shocker for you. Okay, that's enough of America. Let's have another track very much about England. Here's Lily Allen with LDN. You can put some vowels in yourself.
Riding through the city on my bike all day, cause the filth took away my license. It doesn't get me down and I feel okay, cause the sights that I'm seeing are priceless. Everything seems to look as it should, but I wonder what goes on behind doors. A fella looking dapper and he's sitting with a smile, and I see it's a blue and it's blue. I'm
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is. This is still the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have your company this evening. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here at least until 8 o'clock. And even after me, the brilliant Rob Harvey in at 8 till 10 with Synth City celebrating electric music. And then from 10 o'clock, Steve Davis of Snooker fame will be in with the interesting alternative show. So a wonderful Tuesday evening in prospect, even after the disappointment of me leaving the studio. Hang in there on phoenixfm.com or 98.0. FM. What are we doing now then? Well, I think, just like many people, I have certainly been charmed by the Olympics. It happens every 4 years, doesn't it? You're never bothered about taekwondo and canoeing and skateboarding and rugby sevens. And then all of a sudden, they're all happening at the same time. I'll have a look at this. And then Great Britain win medals in the events and you get more excited about it. So I thought for the end of the show tonight, we will celebrate the Olympics somehow musically. And then we can discuss some of the wackier events that are going on in the Tokyo Olympics. Also the challenges they must have had to make it happen. Delayed by a year and then virtually cancelled many times, even in the run up to it. I think they've done an incredible job to get it on. So, yes, in the wake of the pandemic, fabulous to see the Olympics happening, although you can already see some athletes being affected by not having crowds in the stadiums and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's great that it's there, though, and it's a celebration of sport. It's an inclusive event for every country in the world to take part in. Absolutely fabulous. Think it should be enjoyed and celebrated. And we all know the Olympic symbol, the white background and the rings interlinking. Sadly, though, Ariana Grande can't count those rings. How many? She thinks there's more than there are. It's a shame, really.
Yeah, breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things. Been through some bad, I should be a savage. Who would have thought it turned me to a savage? Rather be tied up with calls and no strings. Write my own checks like I write what I sing. Yeah. My wrist, stop watching. My neck is fuzzy. Make big deposits. My gloss is dropping. You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just drop it. I see it. I like it. I want it. Therapy, my no addiction. Whoever said money can't solve your problems must not have had enough money to solve them. They say which one, I say nah, I want all them. Happiness is the same price as red bottoms. My smile is beaming, my skin is gleaming. The way it shines, I know you've seen it. The wrong number. Black card is my business card. Away, it be setting the tone for me. I don't need a brag, but I be like, put it in the bag. Yeah, when you see the max, they factor like mine. Yeah, go from the store to the booth, make it all back in one loop. Give me the loot. Never mind, I got the juice. Nothing but never we true. Look at my neck, look at my neck. Ain't got enough money to pay me respect. Ain't no budget when I'm on the set. If I like it, then that's what I get. Yeah,
I want it, I got it.
Phoenix FM.
I think if she wants it, she gets it. That is Ariana Grande with seven rings, but there's only five in the Olympic symbol. She's made a serious mistake there, although if you look at that song, I'm sure the lyrics don't really lend themselves to being about the Olympics. Bit of a shame. Here's an interesting fact for you that I wasn't really aware of, although it kind of makes sense when you think about it, although you think, oh, I'm going to look for one that it's wrong. But the reason the colours of the Olympic rings were chosen, blue, black, red, yellow and green, on a white background, is at least one of all those colours occurs on the flag of every single country in the world. Yeah, there you go. Blue, black, red, yellow, green and a white background. At least one of all those colours is on every country's flag. Every single country in the world. I was impressed when I heard that. Now, I thought it'd be quite fun to musically celebrate some of the events in the Olympics that you don't normally bother about. And there are some wacky ones this year. Skateboarding's in it for the first time, and you see 13-year-olds grinding down a rail in a skate park, and you think, that's in the Olympics. Good for you. Carry on. Taekwondo, not something you ever focus on unless the Olympics is on, let's be honest. Come on. And you see people padded up, bending over, punching people, pushing people, kicking people. I think the kicks tend to earn the most points. And a tribe called Quest, certainly worried about Taekwondo.
A tribe called Quest.
See, they're doing the grappling, they're doing the grabbing, they're doing the pushing, they're doing the punching, they're not getting enough points. They say to their coaches, I need to get more points in Taekwondo. What can I do? Do I have to ask permission? Tenuous link.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it? To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up a dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
We'll start all over again.
How do you say?
A tribe called Quest.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm gone.
Gone, then.
Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, check your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
A Tribe Called Quest and Can I Kick It to help celebrate Taekwondo at the Olympics. Wasn't it Bianca Walkden today got a bronze medal for Team GB? We're doing quite well in the medal table. I think we were fifth or sixth when I saw earlier, which is quite impressive. It's funny, isn't it? Always the host nation does better than they normally ever do. Japan currently leading the medal table. Probably change over the course of the next few weeks, but well done to them so far as well. Now, what about other wacky Olympics events we can link tracks to? Well, one of the crazier ones that we've done quite well in lately with Charlotte Dujardin. Didn't they get a bronze in the team event today? The dressage. Dressage. Basically, making horses dance and do weird things. That's dressage, isn't it? If someone said, you know, horse racing, I can understand that being a competitive sport. Let's get the horses to lift their legs in certain ways and let's make that competitive. Kind of annoys me a little bit that dressage exists as an event, but still, Team GB have historically done quite well in it quite recently. Let's celebrate that musically then with the Osmonds. Crazy horses.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Osmonds and Crazy Horses to link to the dressage event at the Olympics, which, let's be honest, is slightly ridiculous. Before I move on to the next event we're going to link to musically, I'd like to issue a Get Well Soon message to a friend of the show, former Legend of the Week award winner, Bobbo Roberts, who I understand has had an unfortunate accident. Apparently he got hit by a car and the driver drove off, not in another car, as a pedestrian. He's completely okay. He's got cuts and bruises, he's obviously shaken up. But we're sending our love to you, Bobbo, and hope you get well soon. And so sorry to hear that incident occurred. Terrible. Hope they catch the person that was driving. But yeah, wish you better. Keep tuning in. Thanks for your support of the show, and we wish you well and get well as soon as possible. Right, now, one event I've seen these Olympics that I've not seen before, I'm not sure if this is the first Olympics it's been an event, is we've had basketball for many Olympics. You now get 3-on-3 basketball with only one net, kind of half a basketball court, and they kind of switch who's in possession, but they're all aiming at the same net. 3-on-3 basketball, a little bit crazy. De La Soul know that magic number, though, don't they? What is it? 3 on 3. Be weird if this song didn't say 3 was the magic number.
3, that's a magic number.
Oh, it does, it's fine.
3, it's the magic number. 3, somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born 3, they stubborn, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music raises 3 parts. Casually see but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk. Parents let go cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap, cause you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase and Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Dosey does your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. Y'all in your Quebec that the action not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of 3, and that's the magic number.
3.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the course that we dine. And 3 out of every darn time, the effect is where the daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my 1 and 2, where would there be my 3? Mace Posse me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls before style gain praise by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen cause this year is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dumb and a plug. Set aside a legal substance to feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. 3 forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. 3 times 1.
What is it?
1, 2, 3. That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up? 1, 2, 3. Hey, children, what does it all mean? 1, 2, 3.
No more, no less. That's a magic number. No more, no less. No more, no less. No, 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 no more, no less. No more, no less. No more, no less.
Anybody in the audience ever get hit by a car?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this has been the show that goes like this. One song left to play us out. As I said earlier, Rob Harvey coming up with Synth City. So don't go anywhere after the news at 8 o'clock. And remember, the 27th of July has been Bagpipe Appreciation Day, Cross Atlantic Communication Day, National Chicken Finger Day, National Creme Brulee Day, National Scotch Day, Norfolk Day, Take Your Houseplants for a Walk Day. Don't be ridiculous. And excitingly, Walk on Stilts Day. So I hope to see that happening all over the place. Now we need a song to play us out then. One that celebrates the Olympics even, and celebrates the inclusivity of it. So to that end, I'm going to leave you and I'll be back again next week with the fabulous Vanessa Amorosi.